Father, thank you for the privilege of gathering with other believers today, and thank you for your word. May we learn, and Lord, we are just so profoundly amazed at your word and how it affects our lives, and we just pray that you would continue to use it. Help us to apply ourselves to learn it and to live and grow. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let me explain what you have first. The first one is just a chart. In fact, let's turn to Genesis chapter 5. That's what's on the chart, for the most part. I think it's missing the first two verses. I'll read it for you, and then I'll only make observations. But there's lots of odds. Why is there a genealogy, and who cares, you know, kind of that way. Let me read it. 32 verses, 100 miles an hour, okay? Hang on. This is Genesis chapter 5 in its entirety. Ready? This is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth. After he begot Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years and he had sons and daughters. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years and he died. Seth lived 105 years and begot Enosh. And after he begot Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enosh lived 90 years and begot Canaan. After he begot Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years and had sons and daughters. Getting a little bit of a trend here. And so all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. I should have somebody else read this. It'd be funnier. We do our Bible reading at home, and it's so funny to see the little kids try to pronounce a name. So, after he begot Mahalalel, Canaan lived 840 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Mahalalel, I would never call a kid Mahalalel, lived 65 years and begot Jared. After he begot Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. After he begot Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. Now we're getting a few people we've heard before. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. After he begot Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years and he died. That's verse 27. Verse 28, Lamech lived 182 years and had a son. And he called his name Noah. Ooh, another one we've heard. This one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. After he begot Noah, Lamech lived 595 years and had sons and daughters. And the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Okay? Y'all there? Okay. The chart first, the one-page chart. You can see we got the list all the way to the left here of the people that are listed here. There's 10 generations. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay? From Adam to Noah. It tells how long they lived before they had the child that's mentioned. I don't know if they had him before or after. You know, well, they, for sure after, but is this their first child or not? We don't really know. Then, years after the child, and then the whole life, I'm sorry, the total years lived is the second. The end. Life description, it's interesting that The biggest thing they could say about these men is that they had sons and daughters. Okay? It's interesting, but that was their most eternal event. But I'm saying there's in the previous chapter there's Tubal Cain, there's Jubal, there's whatever, and they were the father of all who live in tents, or the father of those that are musical instruments. But it's interesting, but as they go down here, they're telling you that they propagated, but also that was, if you can summarize the one thing that you do that has more impact on a history, and yes, even eternity, than anything else, it's your children. That makes sense. Because no one remembers the home run you hit in fifth grade, or in, you know, whatever. But your impact goes on in your children, okay? All right, we're going to come back to the chart in a little bit. 15th and 17th, yeah.
I'm just saying, we would not know Susan Molesky,
right,
had it not been for her children.
Right.
And that we don't grasp that,
right,
concept. That's what you're saying. We don't grasp,
right,
that concept.
Well, and the Bible sees it as a blessing, but also the idea that it furthers who you are. Okay, as children are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children in the to one's youth or whatever. The idea that an arrow is intended to impact, right?
Have you ever studied the, or have you ever looked up, that is a change subject, but along the same line, have you ever looked at the names in the genealogies, these pet names, and looked at what their etymology kind of leads to, like we know?
The Methuselah and Noah for sure have some significance, but I won't get into it today. I will get into Methuselah and Noah. Noah a little bit today, Methuselah at the time of the flood. Okay? So now here on your chart here, right here, right above this, okay? Number one, these are general observations of the 32 verses we just read. Actually, I'm kind of ignoring the first two because we've hit on that before. So I'm not even addressing that, but there's a lot of theology in there, things to study, but I won't today. Number one, the Bible, and this is what I really want to emphasize. The Bible is a real book about real people, okay? Now, do you understand? Anybody here do genealogy at all? I'm going to do mine real quick, okay? Because my kids hate me talking about it at home, so I have to. Here's, yeah, that's right. There's even a TV show on. It's called Who Do You Think You Are? And it's based by Ancestry.com. They take famous people, but everyone has that commonality, the common ancestors, the slaves or slave owners, or they were a pauper or whatever. It's pretty cool. Anyway, here's Kevin down here, and I'm going up to Glenn. That's my dad. He actually was spelled with an two N's until in the Army they told him it's not two N's on your birth certificate, so you're not spelling it that way anymore. Okay. Welcome to the Army. Everett, my grandpa. William, his mother died when he was 8, 9, something like that, so he had a stepmom and like 9 more stepbrothers and sisters. His brother died in 29, so he was the sole surviving son. We barely made it here. I'm barely here. Okay, so I've had 6 sons to make sure that doesn't happen. Stephen was the sole surviving son. His brother, he had a young brother who died, Baptiste, died at a young age between the 1850 and 1860 census, to give you an idea. Stephen's brother John was killed in the Civil War down in Dalton, Georgia. Stephen was in the cavalry in the Civil War. They both served in Wisconsin, by the way, just to signify which side we fought on. There were a couple of Subers that fought on the other side too, which is interesting. His father is at the end. That's Stephen in French. So Stephen and Stephen, and he had a son named Stephen by the other daughter, by the other wife and stuff. So anyway, back farther, I have no idea. Etienne came from France. I haven't been able to make the connection. But anyway, I do not. His naturalization paper just said France. I'm like, thanks for the help. Thanks for the help with that. So his father-in-law is Jean Billeray. And this is spelled so many different ways because he didn't read or write, number one. And number two, you ever heard a Frenchman talk? Point taken. Bellery, Beret, anyway, but it's Bill, B-I-L-L-E-R-E-Y, okay? He's from Hautson, France area, northeastern France.
How far back do you say that you were?
He was born in 1794, 1802, I think 1842. Oh, by the way, the Alamo is like 1838. Etienne married Francois in the United States in 1837. So she was born in 1814. Okay. Anyway, you can do this as far as you can go back. Okay. And it's amazing because I didn't get history until now. I have this timeline. And when they celebrated the Alamo, I don't know, it was 150, what it was, I don't know, 1837 or something like that. And then they were like, it was, they released the movie and all that. I haven't seen the movie, but the idea to celebrate, you're like, ah, and the Civil War, it's 150 years after the Civil War. So they were starting like, okay, this is, today is the day that, you know, the first shots are fired. The people are tracing it, you know, because it's kind of like 150 years later, so they're kind of going through. I haven't had the time to follow that, but anyway, you could do this if you were able to dig all this up. This is taking me some time to go back. I'm kind of stuck here, okay? And I kind of go different directions to you laterally as well. But guess what? You can have some dots here, and you can add the 10 people that were listed at the very beginning of your genealogy, because everybody is descended in this room from all of these 10. Noah, back to Adam. So these are part of your genealogy. This is common roots. Okay? Everybody is descended from Noah. And this is Noah's genealogy back to Adam. So this is part of everybody's genealogy. So you can list these top 10 or the first 10. So all you got is a little bit of gap in the middle to figure out. No, we're all related, yeah. And that was true before the flood. There was just more people. Because remember, Adam had sons and daughters. Seth had sons and daughters. All of that. So there was this huge population. The only people that lived through the flood were Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives. Eight people. So we're all descended from one of the sons of Noah.
This whole thing eliminates the idea that there are different races where there is only one race, and that's the human race.
Yep. We will get into that more after the flood. In the Babel, but also even, we have some interesting discussions. Ask me about blue people when we get there. Red and yellow, black and white, and blue. Yep.
And it's dated back to the 1600s.
Yep. Yeah, it depends on what side. Somebody traced my dad's mother, and they go back, yeah, to the witches in Salem and all that kind of stuff. The people I saw, Reba McEntire was the one on this Friday. I didn't see it till Saturday. It's on the internet, the Who Do You Think You Are? Amazing. You go back, and yeah, her seven times great-grandfather, his wife died. He sent his 9-year-old son to America as an indentured servant as the one way to get him here. And that's how she is here. So he served till like 10 years of his life. And then eventually over time, all of this family, it's not McIntyre, it's the other, but they all descended from there. But very interesting, but it's very common, that kind of stuff. So, and it depends on who you are, how far back you can go. So I haven't been able to make the connection back. I have a theory, but I can't prove it. And all the documents in France are local. So where were you born, Jim? In Des Moines? So you'd have to go to Des Moines to see the records for Jim. His birth, marriage, and death records would be there. And anything else that happened in between. If you were researching Jim Douglas, where were you born? What is it?
Narstown.
You'd have to go to Narstown.
But that's the
Okay, it's not centralized like here. You look it up and hey.
Yeah, no, I just recently talked about a cousin who's doing our family tree, and the interesting thing is, I told him what I wanted from my dad and mom. He says, "Well, I need the date of death." Okay, I give him the date of death because he knows where he died, but his birth is not registered in Norristown. It's registered in a suburb of Philadelphia because that's where his mother was born. He was one of 10 children. Now that's where your fun comes in when you start looking at it, because you have to make sure you have the right, you have a number of Stevens there. You have to make sure you have the right Stephen to precede the
right. It gets very complicated and misspellings and all that. Like I said, this Billary man, unbelievable. It's three sons. We're going to talk about that later, but we don't know. He may have had earlier sons. That's why with any of these, I think it's probably wrong to assume that every one of these was the firstborn child all the way down. That was just the descendant, what Noah descended from. Okay, so it might have been the third child, whatever, you know, kind of down. Maybe it was the firstborn, it just doesn't say. It's how long they lived till that one was born. Right, right. Well, I'm saying if he had other sons and daughters, they died in the flood. That's my point. He certainly had all kinds of relatives that died in the flood because everyone on the face of the earth was his relative, right? Correct. At the time of the flood. So we will get there. And I know there's so much cool stuff, and I can't wait to get to the after the flood part because there's stuff there too, but we'll get there. Anyway, the idea here is, like I said, these people are in your genealogy too. And my point is, it's as real, these people were as real as you are. It's not some made up thing. Some of these, the only thing that you know about them is that they're listed in the genealogy. That's all. And they had sons and daughters, and here's one of them. Right? That's all you know. These are real people. That's one of the reasons I think the genealogies are there. We're talking about real people here. We're not talking about, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there was an Adam and Eve. No, we're talking about real people on this earth that lived back then, okay? That are part of your genealogy. And again, all you have to do is connect the dots. Good luck with that, okay? All right, so the Bible is a real book about real people. It's not a fiction book. A lot of people, and you say, Kevin, obviously, it means what it says, and that's what it says. Some of the major conversations in the theological circles today were Adam and Eve historical people. I'm telling you, that is current this week. They're going from, evolution, embracing evolution to Adam and Eve. Even though we have names and they had sons and daughters and the descendants, do we really believe that they're really people that really lived, or, did we evolve from apes, So the Bible gives no indication that this is fictitious. It writes it as though it's real people. It gives you genealogies and all of that, okay? And it answers all the questions. If you reject that, you're in a huge amount of issue with regard to the Bible, because the Bible doesn't hint at anything other than this is really the way it was. And all of a sudden you're like, well, where did sin come from? Because if Adam and Eve weren't there for real, where did sin come from? All of that, you're basically rejecting the entire Bible when you reject a legitimate Adam and Eve. Okay? Number two, by the way, I believe the Bible is true. I don't believe it because I want it to be true. I believe it because it is true. I'm not trying to talk myself into anything. I can't find anything that's even nearly as logical as the Creator God that the Bible displays. We talked about reasonable today. This is reasonable. It makes sense. It answers all the questions. Number two, Genesis 5. Genesis 5 lists, what did I say here? Real people by specific details. Do you know of anyone who wrote a book and made up stuff like this?
Book of Mormon.
Yeah. Good old Joseph Smith. He was killed in Illinois, if I recall, yes, after he tried to con people and stuff. He was a con artist. Not a bad religion if you're for the power of the man and womanizing. It's great. The whole religion is centered around men and women and their power over women. It's fantastic, you know. So he was a scoundrel. He was a plagiarist and kind of a half wacko dude.
That was the good quality.
Yeah, and that was the good stuff on his resume. Anyway, I'm a short tail relation to him too, but probably y'all are. So I don't feel so bad. Anyway, here's specific details. Name, it's kind of like what's on the chart. Name, years lived till the person's, it should say child was born. It's not real. There's no way to tell if it's a first child. Name of the child, years lived after the child, number, summary of one's life, had sons and daughters, total number of years lived, and end of the person, and he died except for Enoch, which was, he was taken, right? Okay, so that's an observation there. Number three, and again, these are just general observations. Why do I have markers that don't write today? Batting zero and all these. Number three, pretty obvious stuff. People propagated. I always misspell propagated. Oh, that's accurate. That's why I looked down. Being fruitful and multiplying. We talked about, and by the way, this is a huge discussion too, but rare, but a lot of people, well, does the be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over it, apply to us today or just to us in general? And it's like, it was on a Facebook post, no, it was a blog post just this week, and they were kind of arguing over it a little bit, and I said, well, you got to take all five or none of them. You can't just kind of pick and choose. I said, if we're prepared to say that be fruitful and multiply doesn't apply to everyone, then be prepared to get rid of, have dominion, subdue and have dominion also, because they said it's only given to two people, which actually is not true, Adam and Noah, but it's more people. The concepts are there throughout. But also, I said, the only place that subdue and have dominion over the earth is found is in Genesis 1. So if it doesn't apply, then we have no right to do anything to the earth. Okay? But anyway, they were fruitful and multiplying. God's command and blessing in Genesis 1:28. All spouses, this is a side note, originally came from Adam and Eve. Okay? Yes, they married their brothers and sisters. Back then, that wasn't an issue. When did the prohibition begin? Because like right now, like, you know, when did the prohibition begin? Adam was roughly, guesstimation, 4,000 B.C. Abraham, 2,000 B.C. By the way, Abraham was married to, no, his half-sister, Sarah, yeah. When? He had several, actually. The giving of the law. This is when it was prohibited. So there's, how many years is that? Okay. 2,560 years. Okay. Roughly. That it was not wrong to marry whomever. It was not wrong. Why now? Just as an FYI, this is not a big conversation point. Well, there was laws actually before. I mean, there was even don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Kind of idea. And then if you kill somebody, we'll kill you. That was Genesis 9. Okay.
If you're talking about giving of the law, it was to keep the was the protection of the family.
Yeah. Well, the idea, as we understand it, is as sin infected the physical characteristics of humanity, it got to the point where if you married your sister or your brother, you had too small of a gene pool, and you were having children that were damaged or birth defects or whatever. And again, nothing against birth defects. My oldest sister died at 6 months old from birth defects. Okay, so I'm not poo-pooing that at all. You can still have birth defects, but I'm saying that seems to be, as sin infected the human race, it got to the point where you need to get somebody outside of your, you know, your cousin or whatever. And that's where that came from. Okay. So, but for 2,560 years, it was not wrong, and there was a reason why it wasn't wrong. God hadn't brought it up until then. But in God's wisdom, he understood how sin had infected it, And that's why you get like the kings in England, they all intermarried and stuff. They had some really weirdo people, very ill and all that, because their gene pool was so weak because they intermarried so much. Okay? To maintain the line or whatever. And it really actually just hurt them. Okay? It made them so weak and all that. So anyway, that's where that came up. So people, fruitful and multiplying, I just added that in there because like, well, where did Cain get his wife? Well, it's like, that is not hard to answer. And the issue is you could marry your sister, and you did back then. But they propagated too, right? So there was all kinds of men and women to choose from in a very short amount of time. I'll say that next, I think. The population expanded. We could say that this is only a list of one person in each generation. By the way, this is another little trivia thing. If you go back, this is Ethan here, right? The big E. You go back and you have Jim and Paula, and all you do is expand this back 10 generations, you have over 1,000 people. And you're only talking me, the parents, their parents, their parents. That's how many people in 10 generations have gone on. So you think, go the opposite direction, and you see, and he begot sons and daughters, and they lived how long? That's the next point, by the way. Hundreds of years. So it's like, you know, back then it's like, my name's Kevin, I have 15 kids. Oh, really? Sorry to hear that. And it wouldn't be because I had so many, it would be because I had so few, right? Because they lived so long, okay? All right. So that's there. This is just observation. This was just one line of one person going from Adam to Noah, 10 generations, and each one had sons and daughters. That's what it said. Adam and Eve had sons and daughters. Seth had sons and daughters. Enosh had sons and daughters. Keep on going and going. So, and they married and had sons, you know, kind of idea. Okay? So the world population expanded rapidly. Number four, people lived much longer before flood. Now, we haven't got to the flood yet, but after the flood, something happened. To all of a sudden, God said to Noah, and we'll get to this, but the days will be like 120 years old. They went from the longest lived person that's in the list is Methuselah, 969 years. Adam lived 930 years. Okay? You see there on the one, the last guy in the list is Lamech, I think, that had Noah. 777 years, man, he must have been in ill health. And that's what you're thinking. He's about 200 years less than Methuselah, right? So they lived much longer, okay, before the flood. And after the flood, there was some kind of change. Some people say it was the oxygen. At least some things I've read that the oxygen is about, it's 12%, 8 to 12% now. So the little amber stuff that they discovered with the bugs in it, they say it has upwards of 20 to 24%. So the way more so, oxygen has a tendency to keep you healthy. You know, if you have a surgery, they put you on. Thank you. Not infrared, ultraviolet. Maybe something happened to the earth. Some people think there's a canopy or something that would increase the air pressure, and it would also protect from ultraviolet. But somehow, life shortened air pressure. It was even, remember, around the earth, it seems like it was probably more of a terrarium idea. Okay? So, but anyway, we don't know for sure, but something changed. After the flood, whatever the flood did, it broke something so that everyone lived a lot shorter lives. Okay? You see that as kind of going down after the flood. Look at these here. I listed them here. Adam, 930 years. Seth, 912. Enosh, 905. 910, 895, 962. 365, you can't really count. As far as longevity, because God took Enoch apparently without dying to heaven. I don't fully understand it. I've heard sermons on it. He walked with God and he was not. God took him. That's all it says, you know. Methuselah, 969 years, the oldest person that the Bible tells us about. Maybe people live beyond that too. We don't know. Lamech, 777 years. And Noah, his age is not listed here. It is elsewhere. Okay? Number five, and that's just an observation. By the way, a lot of people, it's like, well, you had dinosaurs, and now you don't have dinosaurs. Well, Ken Hammond said, well, of course you have dinosaurs. Reptiles are dinosaurs. What is dino? Just means great lizard, right? Dinosaur? Now think about this. Reptiles, there's a term for it. I don't know what it's called, but they grow till they die. So if you have a turtle that lives 100 years old, it's really big. They have turtles that live 200 years old. They get huge. What if you live 900 years old? You get really big. So what's the question, you know? Okay, number five. Longer lifespans impacted the world, and relationships. And I didn't really know how else to say it. This is, again, just another observation. This chart is from the Answers in Genesis. I actually shrunk it down. They had a lot more on here. But I just wanted to use the 10 that are here. If you look, for example, Noah, he's the bottom dude down here. And they kind of judge by the years, okay? That's kind of a way of keeping track. Roughly 1,056 years after Adam was created, okay? If you go up, how many ever knew your great-grandparents? Anyone ever know your great-great-grandparents? I mean, personally? I've seen pictures of four generations of Subarus. There's Stephen, who fought in the Civil War. William Everett, and Everett's first was Irene in 1921, and she was a baby. She would not have remembered Stephen, who died in 1923. Noah, when he was born, would have known six people that were alive when Adam was alive. If you look at the chart here, you can look up. Other than Seth and Adam, the others, and not Enoch, obviously, he's gone. You have Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, and Methuselah that all could have known Adam, whether they did or not. So you get that. The world, a lot more people potentially born because they lived longer, and so they expanded a lot faster. Plus, they would have known, hey, let's go over and see great-great-great-great-great-grandpa Adam. If you look, you know, Adam lived 930 years. Everyone down to Lamech, who was born in 874, nine generations minus, no, even with Enoch, nine generations were alive in the earth at the same time. It changed the way people lived even. What, I don't know about you, but one of the things in my mind as I get older especially, is how fast time goes. How time just shoots by, right? And you hardly see it.
It's going to get faster the older you get.
Yes. No, I've experienced that already. Took forever to be 12. Mm-hmm. Now 12 is like, my kids turned 12 in 3 days, you know. But what if you had 900 years to expect? It looks like they probably didn't marry as soon because there was like time. Time to learn and time to grow. And then when you were married, you'd be like married for like 700 years. So be careful who you pick. But I'm saying, what an amazing life. And there's no, to me, it's like everything in my mind, and I think this is the shortness of life, in some way is urgent. You have to hurry because you know your time is limited. Whether it's time today or time in your life or time this week. You know, we just started a new year and it's March. You know, it goes so fast. Well, what if you had 900 years or even 800 years? How much would you learn and know that you... And by the way, everyone spoke the same language back then too. So, you know, you didn't have to worry about studying Latin over there. So.
Kevin, are you on the assumption that when they had children, that was when they got married?
Yes.
Possibility that they could be married before they even had children. Live together, they could live together as husband and wife before they had children. It's a possibility. I'm not saying it's the case. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not sure why you're saying it. I don't know what it matters. It does.
It really doesn't, but what
oh, you mean as far as, yeah.
I mean,
I'm just assuming that when they're married, they'll have children.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. You know, did Noah get married at 500? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming the average person, they're going to multiply unless something, you know, they're unable to bear. The last one here, by the way, let me read the points. Because of the longer lifespans, the population would have grown much more quickly as the people didn't die soon and likely had much larger families. By the way, they didn't have a good, strong abortion program either. Because of the longer lifespans, one could possibly know 8 to 10 generations. Like I said, let's go see great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa Adam. Okay. Number six, just one more observation that this hammers home nine times. God's warning to Adam in Genesis 2 came true, didn't it? For him and his descendants. Oh, I spelled descendants wrong too. That's terrible. What did he say? Don't eat this tree. Day you eat it, you surely die. And then we go back to dust. One of the most profound statements in all the Bible is found in Genesis 5. I believe it's verse 4. It says this. After he begot Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years. And he had sons under verse 5. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years. And he died. That brings us full circle from Genesis chapter 2. That was not God's original intent. That was the result of Adam's sin against God. And guess what? Adam's sin and death passed upon all men because all sinned. Romans chapter 5. So, and every one of us, like, and he died. You look at the chart, so they come back to it. Look in the last column. And he died, and he died, and he died, and he died. You want to know if you're infected with sin? Just wait long enough and see if you have to tack that on the end of your life description. You will, unless the Lord comes in the rapture. God kept the warning. God has to punish sin. Okay? And there was a lot of sinners on the earth, as we'll see, because God ended up having to destroy the world. It was that bad. People rejecting God.
There are billions of dollars being spent year after year after year on the research of why man dies. When they find that thing that causes man to die, they're going to reverse it.
Yeah, that's great. Good news.
Lots of luck will happen.
Excellent. Praise the Lord for that, huh?
Yes.
A lot of arrogantly smart people. So, questions or comments? I don't know that it didn't get passed down, but it's true today. Yeah, but also too, understand that just like today, or just like the Israelites who crossed over the dry land away from the Egyptians, I should say, they had first-hand evidence, and they didn't pass it on either. So I'm saying that's why it requires diligence and faithfulness to do that in every generation. Otherwise, our hearts are sinful and our tendency is away from God. You saw it in the first two sons of Adam and Eve. 50% failure rate, that's not too good. And God created Adam and Eve and they both failed. They both rejected him. So that shows you, you know, the heart there. So anyway, so your assignment for next week is to fill in the dots between the first 10 and you. And I say good luck with that. So.